Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We were all kind of bumming because the Nuggets are out, and they were top of mind and fun to watch, and we talked about them a lot on the air, and we're like, well, now we have nothing to talk about. So I said, let's do a new competition, and we're going to call it the Sauce Packet Bracket, Katie Cat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all
about
it.
Katie's eyes lit up. She's like, oh, my God.
I know so many sauces.
I know so many sauces. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a bracket, 32 different sauces, and then you guys get to vote on the top sauce. What we'll do is every day throw some of these up on probably our Instagram page in the stories. Katie can create some polls here, and we'll put various sauces up against each other, and then we'll narrow it down. You know, we'll have 16 on each side, down to 8, down to 4, down to 2, and then we'll do a poll for the number one top sauce. It's the Sauce Packet Bracket. So we need you guys to call in and nominate some sauces for the bracket. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The text line has exploded with nominations, but we want to call. We want you guys to call. We want to talk to some people today. We had full phone lines during the break, and like everybody bailed. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Alex on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're good, buddy. So we're talking sauces this morning. Which sauce do you want to nominate for the Sauce Packet Bracket?
I want to nominate the KFC original sauce.
Ooh, like the original that goes on the original chicken sandwich?
The OG?
Yeah, I think it's just like called the KFC sauce.
Simple enough. Are you familiar with the KFC basic sauce?
Well, if I'm thinking what I think it is the sauce that, yeah, goes on the original chicken sandwich. Unless the Colonel knows how to do it. That is a great suggestion for the Sauce Packet Bracket.
Alex knows the Colonel. All right, so KFC sauce is what you want on the sauce bracket. Okay, let me make a note. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all these sauces at the end of this. I've got a bunch here coming in on text, and I'm going to layer them into this bracket, and then we'll compete, okay? So make sure you go follow us on Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. All right, Alex?
Cast your vote.
Cool. Yes, we'll do.
Thanks, brother. The biggie coming in like with multiple votes on the text line is just your basic Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to put that down. So Chick-fil-A sauce. Okay, and then the other one that I'm getting a bunch of nominations for on the text line is Popeye's Blackened Ranch. Are you familiar with that? What is that one about?
It is so good. It's just like a spicy ranch that they have that they've added even more seasonings into an already flavorful ranch
dressing.
Is it
full of pepper?
It is. Like, yeah, it's got pepper, peppery? But it's got a little bit more than just that. So, yeah, Popeye's is known for their sauces as well. They've got a couple, but the Blackened Ranch is definitely a favorite.
All right,
so.
Well, we'll put the Chick-fil-A sauce and Popeye's Blackened Ranch on there as well. Here's Robert. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So what sauce, or if you got a couple, I'll throw a couple on here if you have a couple for the Sauce Packet Bracket.
So the first one would be a Crazy Carl Spicy Ranch.
Katie, yeah. So it's got
I just got to try that. The new is so good.
I've never been to a Crazy Carl's.
Yes.
Are those local?
Fort Collins.
Yeah, there's.
It's mainly Fort Collins and Loveland.
Yeah.
So you have to come up here, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You can mail me some, Robert. And then what else you got?
Oh, and then the other one would be the Raising Cane's if it hasn't been mentioned already.
Oh, just the basic Raisin Cane sauce?
Yeah.
That's a banger of a sauce.
That is like a banger.
That's very similar to the Chick-fil-A sauce because they do that thing where they combine the mayo, the ketchup, the black pepper, the spices, and then you just kind of throw everything into a bowl and stir it up. All right, so Raisin Cane sauce for the Sauce Packet Bracket. All right, I wrote them down, dude. I got them. Thank you, Repeat Robert.
Good.
Have a good day.
Good noms, Robert.
No problem.
Later, Gator.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. Now the phone line's ringing. If you guys want to nominate a sauce packet from any fast food place for the Sauce Packet Bracket, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Rob on the line. What's up, Rob? Rob.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, coming at you, it's Rob.
Hey. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. All right, so we're doing the Sauce Packet Bracket. What are you putting in?
My go-to girlfriend, Tabasco, the hot, spicy girl. That's my...
You're making it weird, buddy.
No, that's a good pick because she knows not everything.
Get like a little packet of Tabasco somewhere?
Oh, yeah,
like,
gas stations.
Oh, they have miniature bottles.
Yeah.
Are you that guy that's got the Tabasco on his side in the little holster? Have you seen those? You can buy a little leather holster and keep your Tabasco in it. Yes.
I might have to get that.
I know, yeah, all right. Now you got my wheels turning.
Just a hunch. All right, buddy, I put Tabasco down. I guess you can get the Tabasco at, like, Chipotle, right?
Yeah.
Dude, didn't they used to have the counter there with all the different...
And you can get the little packets at multiple restaurants. So it is, yeah, Tabasco's a good nomination.
All right, buddy, I wrote it down. There. Thank you, Rob. Have a good day. All right, something's up
with
this one.
Bye.
We're talking sauce packet bracket. You want to nominate your sauce, 303-691-1649. Patrick, what's your sauce?
The Jack in the Box taco sauce.
Oh.
I mean, has your mother ever made anything as delicious as the Jack in the Box taco sauce? It goes on everything. It's not just for tacos. That's
really?
The genius behind it.
It goes on everything, Patrick?
You got a wedding cake that costs $10,000. Make it an $11,000 wedding cake. Jack in the Box taco sauce. I'm telling you, it goes on everything.
All right, I'm putting it down. I've never had it. I feel like you're using it in foreplay, though. So.
Oh no, there's.
I have a hunch that he keeps a little of that next to the bed.
It'll spice it up.
Yes! Spicy!
Yeah, buddy. All right, so I've got it down for the sauce packet bracket. Thank you, Patrick.
Have a good day.
See you later.
You too.
You guys, there's like hundreds of these coming on the text line. Call us. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We're listing out all the packets for the sauce packet bracket. We're going to do an elimination on our social, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. And we're going to get it down to the final best sauce. And then we got to figure out what to do with that sauce. Maybe Josh will do something crazy.
Maybe it's a JKJ official sauce.
I want to fill up a bathtub with all the sauces and have Josh lay in it.
Oh, you
want to
go crazy,
actually. I
really
do.
Okay.
Denny!
What's up?
What's up, buddy? It's the sauce packet bracket. What are you putting into it?
I would say the Bronco Berry sauce from Arby's.
What is the Bronco Berry sauce?
Yes, and you dip the jalapeno poppers in it, and it's so good!
Yeah, that's what it comes with. Yes.
I've never had the Bronco Berry sauce. Again, as a grown man, I don't know if I could ask for that.
Yes, you can.
Hey, give me a couple packets of that Bronco Berry sauce.
It has like pieces of like chili flakes in it, and it's like sweet. So then it kind of mellows out like the jalapeno when you have it with cream cheese.
Yes, it's like the sweet and spicy.
All right, dude.
Oh, they do it right there at Arby's. That's
all
such
right.
a good pick.
I'll put it on the list. We'll see what it goes up against in the sauce packet bracket. Thank you for calling.
Right,
later, Denny. Where's like all the biggies? Where's the Mickey D's sauces?
Well, they're still coming.
Where's the Taco Bell Diablo sauce? Where's that at, you guys? No one has nominated the McDonald's hot mustard. You know what? Screw you guys.
Are you just going to put it
down? I'm putting it down right now.
You know what?
This is my sauce packet bracket.
Well, it needs to be on there because that is like
the hot
all
mustard.
Three of us agree that's one of the best sauces out there because it really can go on everything. So,
it really can.
Yep, hot mustard's it.
Bonnie.
Yes.
Yes, it's Bonnie. Okay, so what are you putting on the bracket?
I'm going to put Taco Bell Fire.
There
Sorry, I'm
is.
Not a Diablo girl,
there
but
it
Fire
is.
For sure.
So is Fire right under Diablo?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yes.
Yep.
There's medium hot Fire Diablo. All right, let me put it down. Fire.
Alrighty.
Fire sauce. Did you know a long time ago I was squeezing one of those packets, like twisting the top, and it popped open and shot me right in the eye.
Oh, ow.
Oh, no.
You have never felt pain until you've got a fire sauce in your eye.
You'll
shoot I think
your
it was
eye
medium,
out.
Actually, because I'm a lightweight. It was medium sauce right in my eye, Bonnie.
Oh, still.
That
stinks.
That's rough. That's rough.
It is.
Yeah, and I got to argue with you guys. I can't even believe that you compared the cane sauce to...
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A,
right?
Chick-fil-A. I was like, cane sauce is disgusting.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A, I could like lick that stuff out by itself.
Yeah.
Oh, and believe me, I have money.
Chick-fil-A sauce is on a different plateau all by itself.
I think we've all done that thing where we lick that little Chick-fil-A container. Get your tongue in there.
Yeah.
While making eye contact with your spouse.
Made it weird.
You're making it weird.
Make it real
Do it while you're looking at your coworker.
Brando in the restaurant.
Yeah. All right, Creepy Bonnie, you have a good day.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bye. Bye. All right, here's Aaron. What's up, Aaron? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey. We're good, buddy. We're doing the sauce packet bracket. What are you putting on the bracket?
Kokoro, their chicken katsu sauce.
What the hell is that?
It's a little...
healthy, fast Japanese.
Yeah, it's like you go in there and you get the rice bowls, and then they have all the different sauces you can add to it. Almost kind of like a Tokyo Joe's, a little more authentic.
I am so naive when it comes to these sauces.
Kokoro's the best. I love Kokoro.
Okay, so it's just called Kokoro sauce?
Not many around town, but they're delicious.
They are delicious.
It's just called Kokoro sauce?
It's called the chicken katsu sauce. It's like an appetizer where it's just like panko breaded chicken cut into little strips.
I'm going to guarantee you that one is going to be probably eliminated in the bracket pretty
but
quick.
But still a great pick. Like,
all right. You got Katie's heart after that one.
I like that.
Thank you, Aaron.
Good job, Aaron.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Chad.
JKJ, what's good? How are you?
We're good, buddy. It's a fun Monday show here. We're putting together the sauce packet bracket because the Nuggets lost and we need something else to bet on now.
Yeah.
Understood.
All right, what are you putting on the bracket?
Yeah, I thought of another one on hold too, but the one that I originally thought was Wingstop Ranch.
You know what? You're not alone. There's a lot of people nominating that on the text line, actually.
Yeah, it's honestly one of the better ranches out there, in my personal opinion. I think it's just a good one.
Chad's a bit of a ranch connoisseur.
But you're absolutely
like.
Right, Chad. Like that. So they have their chicken sandwiches where they dip them in the flavors, so you can get like lemon pepper and they dip it, and then you get that ranch on top, Chad.
Chad.
Is just mouth watering.
Can you see Chad
so
at like
good.
A ranch tasting event or something with
yes,
the little
I
cups?
Can. He's got an official ranch taster, you know, name
bib,
tag.
Bib
exactly,
and apron.
Right? Yeah. My name's Chad. Yeah, I see that.
All right, all so I got Wingstop Ranch down, and like I said, you're not alone. There's a ton of that coming in on the text line.
Good pick, Chad.
Solid
Thank
pick,
you very
Chad.
Much.
You have a great Monday, buddy.
You guys too, thanks.
Later, Gator. Oh, man, lines are packed. Anthony.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 dog. All right, so you've been thinking about sauces all morning? I know I have.
Yeah, I've been trying to sauce it up with you guys.
Yeah,
you my sauce.
Yeah, you are. All right, so what sauce are you putting on the sauce packet bracket?
I'm putting Tam sauce from the Tam's Burger out there in California.
Oh, see, I'm not familiar with this one. You have to tell us about it.
I don't
it.
Know about this sauce.
Tell us about it, Anthony.
It's not a
It's like a mixture of Thousand Islands / cane sauce.
It's not a well-known place, though. It's only out in California, right?
Well, and you said...
It's a more California-based company.
I'll put it down. I don't know if it's going to make the bracket. So it's Tan Sauce at what's the place?
Tam's Burgers.
Oh, Tam's Burgers. Okay. All right, I put it down. We'll see if that one makes the bracket or not. But thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, later, Gator.
Thanks, Anthony.
I feel like
bye.
I made him mad. I made him mad.
Well, no, you're giving it representation.
Okay, I want to give a couple shout-outs to a couple texts coming in. Oh, where did they go? Here we go. Papa John's Garlic Butter Cup.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
put that one down. Although, I will say, like, that one might have to fight it out with Domino's Garlic Butter Sauce. That they have for the bread dippers. Papa John's Garlic Butter Cup. You're a Garlic Butter Cup. All right, Garlic Butter Cup. All right, I got it down. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Well, this is just ridiculous.
Yes, we're having fun.
We're doing the sauce packet bracket. What are you putting on there?
First of all, I have nothing but respect for the fact that the Nuggets lost, and I switched gears from basketball to dipping to Nuggets. I thought that was a great transition.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My mind went immediately to food. Like, Nuggets lost. All right, let's move on to food.
Yep. Yeah.
Can I put two?
Yeah.
Super. I don't know if this qualifies or not, but it's Red Robin's Campfire Sauce.
Oh, I'll take it. That's a good sauce.
Oh, it's legit, man. It's so good.
Campfire sauce. Yeah, you dip your fries in that all day long.
Yes, and your burger.
Oh.
Oh.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. All right.
Let's just sit on the line and moan the whole time.
Yeah. Yes. That's tomorrow morning. Call us and moan at 8 o'clock.
Sweet. New topic. And then my other one, since we're talking about losing Colorado teams, at Coors Field, do you guys ever have the Louisiana hot chicken sandwich that comes with a packet of Louisiana hot sauce?
I'm intrigued.
Now I've got a reason to go back to Coors Field.
Josh is in the other room.
To get the sandwich.
Josh is in the other room answering calls, and he is fist bumping in the air right now. He's like, let's go. All right, so that's Louisiana.
There you go. There's my two. Thanks, guys.
What was the name of that sauce? It's just
Louisiana hot sauce?
That's it?
Louisiana hot.
Yep, you got it.
Louisiana hot at Coors Field. All right, I got it down, my man. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See you later. Well, and I think that's the Louisiana hot sauce is just the brand of hot sauce. They actually come in the bottles and whatnot as well. Yeah, it's a brand of hot sauce. That one's legit, too.
I like it.
So good.
What do we know about Whataburger's honey butter?
Oh, wait a minute.
Do we
their
want that
honey
one on?
Butter so good. Whataburger. Okay, here comes
I'm
Josh.
I'm sorry.
Here
what?
Comes Josh.
Whataburger is like one of my favorite places of all time. Their honey butter sauce is like to die for.
Okay.
It's so good.
It down.
I love that one. I'm so glad
it down.
Someone said that.
There was something from Little Caesars that came in too. Oh, where did
the
it go?
Crazy bread
they
sauce,
have the
right?
Crazy, yeah.
It's
Little
crazy
Caesars
bread
crazy sauce.
Sauce.
I'm putting that down since nobody has said that.
And the Buffalo Ranch, somebody said from Little Caesars
gosh.
As well. They have a really
it's
good
so
Buffalo
good.
Ranch.
It's like creamy, spicy ranch.
Yes.
And then I got to put down Arby's sauce because multiple texts coming in.
Yes.
That's a classic.
The Arby's sauce. And then I also want to say the horsey sauce from Arby's.
They should get a couple nods.
Horsey sauce is so good.
Well, Arby's got three because that Bronco Berry sauce also.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I guess we're right here.
Bronco Berry is
it. Their food's so bad they have to get really good sauces.
Oh, easy, Josh.
Sauce
I don't think they advertise. We got a few more slots. What sauces do you want to go on JKJ's sauce packet bracket? Since the Nuggets are out, we are going to be betting on sauce packets now. Give us a call, 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. We can take a couple more, and then I'm going to lay out this bracket this afternoon. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. So what
good morning.
Sauce do you want to put on the sauce packet bracket?
I'm actually kind of shocked it's not on there yet. Dave's Hot Chicken Sauce.
Yeah,
I like it better.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I love Chick-fil-A sauce, but, like, Dave's Hot Chicken Sauce is where it's at.
It's where it's at. And their chicken, too. All those seasonings, right? That paprika
forward.
How do we
keep them straight? Oh. We've got the KFC sauce.
Yeah.
Dave's Hot Chicken. Raising Cane sauce and then the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, they're all different.
People
though.
Be dipping chicken.
We love to dip the chicken.
That's in the bottom line.
And right, it is also just in the entire cup of sauce. Jessica, have you ever done that? Like dip your whole chicken tender
mm-hmm.
in a cup? Oh my gosh! I said do it.
Jessica, I gotta let you go so you can go find a treadmill. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Megan.
Hey, so I'm nominating Culver's Honey Mustard. It is the absolute best.
Oh,
yes, I hear
Culver's.
Nothing but good things about Culver's.
All right,
Culver's.
So
and it's a honey mustard?
Yes, you can't find any honey mustard like it. I even eat it on my burger.
Oh, yummy.
All right, that's a solid sauce when you can mix and match, you know, with it. All right, I've got it down. Megan, you have a great Monday.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Wade.
Hello, I definitely need to go to fast food a little bit more. A lot more sauces than I know.
Dude, I had no idea there's so many sauces.
Wow.
I know, buddy. All right, so what's
Jesus.
Your what's your son? Jesus.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, my God. Jesus loves sauces. It's in the Bible.
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Wade, what are you taking?
The Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
Oh, dude.
That's a
sick.
Yes.
The Poly sauce. Yes.
Got to.
All right. Yes. All right, I got
yes.
it down. All right, that's solid.
Thanks,
that's a solid sauce. Thanks, Wade. Have
yes,
a good day.
Sir. Have a super duper day.
You
me
have
too.
A super duper day. Super dupes. Is it Eliza?
It's Eliza.
Eliza. What's up, Eliza? Thank you for calling for the sauce packet bracket. What are you going to nominate?
I'm going to nominate Black Jack's Spicy Ranch.
Another pizza place.
Blackjack.
Right.
I like
Blackjack.
I didn't
know
Jack
they
pizza.
Had a spicy ranch.
They do, dude. It's like.
I love Blackjack.
Really
that's
good.
An underrated pizza place in general.
Yeah.
So good.
Absolutely.
They got a banger of a pizza.
The
there.
Cheesiest. Like,
the
so
cheesiest.
Cheesy.
It's so good. It's so yummy.
It is.
It's so yummy.
Again, underrated, but that ranch.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye bye.
Bye. You guys,
Lisa.
I'm so hungry.
Kendra.
Hi.
Hi.
I got to ask you a question before we take yours, Kendra. Would you accept the Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter on the sauce packet bracket?
Oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Would we accept cinnamon butter?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we have to.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put it down because multiple people are texting the cinnamon butter.
The honey butter, right?
Yeah, it's cinnamon.
It's cinnamon. There's cinnamon butter. Taste there.
Yeah, it's cinnamon butter. All right, Kendra, what's yours?
The Slim's Chicken Cayenne Ranch.
Oh, my God, more
Slim's
chicken.
Slim's Chicken is so good. It's so good. That Cayenne Ranch is fire, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is.
All right, I've got
I'm
it
obsessed
down.
With it.
I know. And I am too, especially today. I'm going to have to go just dip everything in something.
I know.
Right?
Like, seriously.
Right.
I'm
going
to dip my fist in just cayenne ranch.
Dip everything, everywhere.
It's burning. It's burning. Don't do it if you have a paper cut.
Oh, God.
Kendra, have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. I think we're pretty close. I got to cut it off because we got to get into traffic.
Can I say one thing really
quick?
Please.
Which one do you want to do?
What? How did we miss this? The Big Mac sauce.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Big Mac sauce.
There's
come
so
on.
Many, though. I have to say one because
I think
it
we're
is,
close to having it full.
We are, but we have not mentioned the Culver's Wisconsin cheddar cheese sauce that you get to dip your French fries in. Like,
yes.
They are known for that.
That's what they, that's like their sauce.
And in like sauce like competitions around the country, it comes in number one quite often. So
that's a good one.
I got room.
We can't. Yeah, because
we can add
what
that.
What is it?
It's a Wisconsin, their cheddar cheese Culver's.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, the Wisconsin cheddar cheese sauce.
We can replace
that. Oh my gosh, it's
California
so good. So good.
I think we got it. The Five Guys Heinz Mayo.
Oh,
isn't that just basic
that's
mayo?
Just Heinz. That's just Heinz mayonnaise.
Yeah, okay, we're not taking
we don't even
one.
Have Freddy's or In-N-Out in there yet.
Oh, Freddy's sauce.
Freddy's
fry sauce.
In-N-Out spread.
Listen, I think we have.
In-N-Out has the spread.
We have about
you got to put the spread in there.
Five.
Jer, In-N-Out spread.
All right, okay.
In-N-Out spread, Jeremy.
Stop yelling. In-N-Out spread.
Jer, In-N-Out spread.
I don't even know what that is, but I wrote it down and it sounds naughty.
He's like, spread them, Jer. Got it.
In-N-Out spread. Okay, good. I think we've got like 3 left, so we'll fill those on our own.
Right.
We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
I'll put together this sauce packet bracket later today. We can maybe talk about this after the show, too.
Okay,
maybe we want to pair up against each
we'll
other.
Have a
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is,
we'll
very,
have a sauce
this is very important stuff here. And then what we'll do is we'll be throwing the poll up on the eliminations on our social, on Instagram. I'll have Katie do that. Jeremy, you're into this. So it'll be Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word, Instagram. And then follow along, and then you can vote every day, and we'll whittle it down to number one, and then we'll figure out what we'll do with that first place sauce.
Yes,
I love that.
Would you be down to get in a bathtub full of it, Josh?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me. We'll
get Josh in there.
If it's spicy, I don't know, though.
But
that's
going to...
If a spicy one wins, I don't know.
It burns when I pee now.
There's a lot of spicy ones on there.
We'll figure that out when the time comes.
Thank you to everyone for coming with it today, though,
yeah, that was
right?
Good.
Like, this was
like,
fun.
The text line is on fire right now. So
making me so hungry.
All right, it's just so ridiculous, but we all love sauce. So follow us on Instagram, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.